Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Big mark, knocked down by Stevenson. Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's the Monday Waffle. Finals round one has just finished. I'm Jared Gardner here with Luke Shipway, Poppy Penny. Guys, we've had one elimination already.
I know, it was a great round of finals, wasn't it?
Oh, the games were actually really good, and the Dockers somehow are still in a football series, that's what I think.
The Dockers, yeah, and I've been hearing there wasn't too much friendliness going on at Fremantle over there. The South Fremantle fans weren't too happy with Peel.
No,
after the win, I was
down there, and there was some booing as they left the field.
And I mean, I understand a bit of booing and stuff like that, but from the sounds of it, it looked like the Peel fan, I mean, the South Fremantle fans got a bit out of hand and probably taken it a bit too far. I mean, these guys playing for Peel, it's not their fault that they're playing. It's not like they're doing what the system allows them to do. So I don't see any issue why you should take it out on them.
It's just probably bad luck for the local products that aren't on an AFL list, who haven't had a chance, and then they just get dumped for players who are already playing in the big time, which I can see where people would be a bit upset. But still, it's not the players' fault that they've been picked, like you said.
It's the Waffles' fault for putting the system in place where they are allowed to do that.
Absolutely. And Swan District's won because West Perth, Jimmy's boys are out. And it was in Tony Knott's 200th, with 5,000 people making it to Bassendean, which is a huge crowd.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We were two of those 5,000, Jared, and it was just so much fun.
Oh, the cheers that were going around down in the Swans area, and there was some, you know, there was some colourful commentary thrown across the boundary line at the umpires, but it was all in good jest. And, well, let's get onto those match reports. And we've got a player interview coming up afterwards, if you saw on our Facebook page, with Freddie Clutterbuck.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
So I was down at the South Frio Peel game, and that was an absolute ripper. Peel got over the Bulldogs 12-8-80 to the Bulldogs 9-8-62. Peel was sort of on top for most of the day, but in that last quarter, South Frio came back hard at them, and it was just great. We were sitting at the South Frio cheer squad end, and I tell you what, there was some colourful commentary down there about the Frio boys being selected in the Peel game. But like you said, Luke, I think it's not really their fault that they're playing. But South Fremantle will be sweating on the report of Pickett. He was reported for rough conduct with Lawler, so they'll be hoping that he gets off.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll be needing him next week, I would think.
Yeah, it's a game where I think South Frio could afford to lose, because I still think going into the next round of games,
you don't want to play
Subi. And they're going to take on Swans now. I think they're still the better side against Swans, personally.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. There were some pretty big performers. Hayden Schloeth was good, as usual. He's just had a great season. Mm-hmm. And then youngster Matty Parker, he kicked 3 for the Bulldogs, so that's a really good return for him. And then Ugal also kicked 3 for Peel. Again, just a really consistent performer. And Nick Subin, one of the Dockers, he was an absolute bull around the ball with 7 tackles and 31 touches. So, I mean, I think the Dockers boys were the reason they got over the line well and truly, but they were the better team on the day. What can you do?
And you could look at it one way. They could have had 15 players. They only picked 14.
Well, that was good of them, wasn't it?
That's good of them. And if you look at the ruck combo there for Peel, I mean, Sean Darcy, 42 hit-outs, Jonathan Griffin, 31. I mean, I'm sure that played a huge part in the win for Peel as well.
Really
very
dominant.
Very dominant performance there. And Brock Higgins is kind of in a solo ruck job for South Fremantle. I mean, he had 35 hit-outs himself, but it's hard to combat two ruckmen when you're the only main ruckman for South Fremantle.
And AFL standard ruckman nonetheless, and possibly a rising star with Sean Darcy. He is quite a skilled talent, that boy. He had 73 hitouts between them. That's ridiculous.
He was unable to play the last game of the season there for the Dockers through suspension. Mm-hmm. So he'll probably be looking for a good finals appearances there for Peel and try to head into next season for the Dockers in good form.
Yeah, it was a pretty hard-fought game, actually, with quite a few tackles in and around the contest. Cam Sutcliffe had 11, and then Kelly for the Bulldogs, he had 11 as well. And then you've got Hancock with 8, and then Garlett and Parker with 8 and 7. It was just a really hard-fought game, and I'd say there'd be some pretty tired boys on Sunday morning.
Moving on to the final game, well, out of the only two games, it was Swan Districts and West Perth, and Poppy and I made it to this game, which saw the Swan Districts get up 11-9-75 to West Perth's 8-12-60, and Poppy, from what we saw, the start of the game might have decided the game in the end. 5-1 to the Swan Districts in quarter one to 0-5 West Perth. They will be kicking themselves. The fact that they kicked themselves out of the game almost.
I was going to say they should be kicking goals instead of kicking themselves. They needed to be a goal kicking practice.
But give them credit, they came back hard in the second quarter, restricting the Swans only to one behind. So from the game, it was a tug of war from that point on. But you just imagine what could have happened if they just kicked straight in the first quarter.
You guys were at the game there. It looks like Andrew Strike kicked 2 goals, 5. I mean, were a lot of those makeable shots? Or
he hit the post 2 or 3 times.
That could have been the difference there if he was able to kick straight early.
Yeah, absolutely. There were some really good performers for West Perth. And as usual, Shane Nelson had 37. And then Black had 30 sort of as his accomplice.
And on the other side, there was a possible injury concern early on in the second quarter to Jared Blight. He looked like he went down with a knee. He came off the field in absolute agony and almost pushed players and people away from him trying to see him. And they gave him some tests on the interchange bench, but then he ran out the rest of the game. So good on him and lucky for him. And to play further on in the final series.
23 touches as well, so it wasn't a bad game for Jared Blight.
Could have kicked straight that one behind, though. Terry Stewart was very important in the last quarter. Took a good mark and then kicked. He's kicked 2 goals for this game. Didn't have many possessions other than that, but they were just the crunch time moments that he pulled out, and the crowd absolutely roared when he took a mark and he kicked a goal.
Yeah,
so good.
It was a great crowd actually out at Bassendean. It was just a really really fun atmosphere. Really great to be sort of. It was packed. There were people everywhere. Ryan Crowley played really well.
I said to you there, Poppy, he's got 30 touches. Was he play out of position his whole career as a ball-winning mid?
He was fabulous in the midfield, wasn't he?
He was everywhere. The people on the boundary were loving it. And then I've got to commend for West Perth. We've got Scott Simpson. For a ruckman, 24 touches, 29 hit-outs, with 5 inside 50s as well. He's practically just a tall midfielder.
Well, I mean, he was battling against Corey Galt for Swans, and he had 21 possessions and 31 hit-outs. So it was like 2 tall midfielders going against each other there, Jared.
Some of the best on ground. And speaking of best on ground, Poppy, you got to have a chat after the game with Freddie Clutterbuck, one of the best players for Swan Districts.
So, huge win, and they came at you in the second quarter. What was the coach's message at halftime?
I just stick to our structures and our game plans. It worked really well in the first quarter. Probably let them back in the game in the second quarter, but we knew if we kept doing what we were doing early that we would grind them down in the end. And we were lucky enough to get the score on the board in the last quarter and get the win.
Awesome. So what was your focus going into this week? Obviously, huge game.
Yeah, well, we hadn't been playing too good a footy the last month or so. So it was just to get our mojo back, do the simple things well and the things that served us well earlier in the year. So we managed to get that back. We were pretty confident going into the game that we could get it back. And finals is a whole different ball game. So we got that back and we were able to secure the win. So we're very happy.
So you're going to enjoy the win or are you already focusing on next week?
Oh, we have to soak it up a little bit tonight. Probably enjoy it. It's never easy to win a final, I suppose. So we'll probably enjoy it for an hour or two up there. We'll stay off the beers, and we'll get back and we'll train tomorrow night. Have a little bit of a review, recover, and look forward to South Fremantle next Sunday.
And so huge game for Tony Knott. What does he mean to this club?
Oh, he's enormous. The way he plays his footy, and he's a genuine, really nice and caring bloke. So he's the total package, really. I'm lucky enough to be in the locker next to him, and I just see what he does it day in, day out for this footy club. He's a great man, and I used to admire him from afar when I played when I was at another club, but when I came here, I can see what he means to the club and the players, and he's magnificent. I couldn't say a bad word about him.
Thanks to Freddie for having a chat with us. He kicked 2 goals and had 29 touches, so a huge performance for him.
A really good performance for Freddie there. Also, another good performer for Swan Districts was Sam Taylor, who's only a young fella in his 6th game of league footy, a highly touted draft prospect from WA. He kept Tyler Cartel goalless for West Perth, who's been a strong goal kicker for them all year. He had 18 touches as well, Sam Taylor. And I've heard a lot of good things about him, and he should be a good defender at the next level.
This is Poppy's Pick on the Monday Waffle. All right, guys, we've only got a few more weeks of this, but this weekend we've got the Lions taking on Peel. And honestly, I can't see anyone getting over the Lions, despite the fact that Peel are basically an AFL side at the moment. But the Lions have just got so much momentum. They've had the week off. So I'm going to go with the Lions to get over Peel. And then Swan Districts will take on the Bulldogs. And I'm going to go with the Bulldogs. They were really good against Peel. And I think they'll be smarting that they got beaten. So I think I'm going to go with the Bulldogs to end Coach Greg Harding's waffle coaching career.
I'm going to have to agree on both fronts there, Pop. Subi don't look like losing since round one. Perhaps the week off could be a negative thing. They're out of the zones almost, but still, from their form, you just have to pick them on merit. But it won't. I think it'll be a pretty close game, just the fact they're taking on an AFL side almost. And then South Fremantle Swans, I think even despite South Fremantle going down to Peel, I think they're, as I said at the start of the podcast, they're a more skilled side, a better side this season than the Swan Districts.
Look. I'm going to agree with you on both of them. I think for Swans to beat South Fremantle, it's going to have to be Crowley and Jamie Bunnell and all these guys that have had a kind of an interrupted season through injuries. These ex-AFL players, they are going to need to step up and shine for Swans to win, but I don't think they will, and I think South will get over in that one. And Subi Peel, rematch of last year's grand final, and if Peel win, imagine what the Subi fans are going to be yelling.
But then it's also possible, though, that they'll meet each other again in the grand final.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to go for Subi in this one, just as what you said. They haven't lost for so long, and you would be dumb to back against him, I think. But you never know what's going to happen. And if Peel do win, jeez, I wouldn't like to be one of the Peel players there walking down the race at Subiaco at Leadable Oval there.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
And just should mention the times and where you can find those games. So South Fremantle will take on the Swans at 2:15 p.m. And both these games will be on Sunday at 10th of September. So South Fremantle Swans at 2:15 at Freo Community Bank Oval. And then Subi Peel will be at Leaderville Oval at 2:40.
Just a quick one before we leave. You might have noticed I wasn't at any waffle games on the weekend. That was because I was attending a WAAFL integrated football match. It was their grand final. For anyone that doesn't know, this is a league for people with intellectual disabilities. It's a great thing that the WA Football Commission and the WA Amateur Football League are doing. Kulbinya West Perth, winners of the grand final, they were able to beat High Wycombe on Saturday afternoon in High Wycombe. Very entertaining game and a lot of good fun to watch. And please, anyone out there listening, go and support this cause when they come back next season. Very good, and it's a lot of fun, and a lot of good stuff happens for these kids through playing for this league. Make new friends and a lot more social aspects like that. Go support a good cause.
Fantastic initiative. And that will wrap up the Monday Waffle Finals Week 1. I'm Jared Gardner.
I'm Luke Chipway.
And I'm Poppy Penny. Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.